Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have with us Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
We were talking a little bit about today's topic, and it almost sounded like a secret mission, Club Days and CIA.
But I love how you put that. Yeah, I know, CIA, it kind of sounds like the... Like you said, some covert op.
Yeah, well, clear up the mystery for us. What have we got going
on? But it's an event hosted by our state 4-H Council, and it stands for Citizenship in Action. And in 4-H, you know, we love to talk about how we learn by doing. And so this is a really cool event that we took six 4-H'ers from Frontier Extension District, and they get to spend a day learning about our government in the simplest forms, but also in the complexity of it all. And they kind of have some speakers come in, and then they divide them up, and they get a bill. And this bill that they got to discuss this weekend is actually a bill that's on the House floor up there right now about having all schools start after Labor Day. So that was the bill that was presented to them, and they divide them up into all these different perceptions. So they had the school board point of view, they had a teachers, they had the parents, they had Acacia, the sports, and they had all these different perspectives. They had farmers' perspectives. And then in the evening after dinner, which this was the coolest part, Audrey, I was telling the kids, I'm like, do you realize no other kids get to do something like this? Like, this is cool stuff. We got to go into the Capitol, the 4-H'ers. There was about 200 4-H'ers there, and they were divided into between the House and the Senate, and they got to go sit in the legislators' chairs in the evening and actually get to debate the bill on the floor just like our legislators do.
Oh, that's fantastic. And something that's kind of near and dear to their hearts as well. Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
And then they actually vote on it. That's about the extent of working through it as far as we get to do it. You know, they hold their committee meetings before, and then they go and try to, you know, debate it on the floor, and then they vote on it, and then we give the results. But just a really cool event. And then on Monday, we got to go and actually meet with our legislators and sit into some of the committees and sit and listen to some of the things that they were discussing up there at the legislators. So just a really cool event, and it just like opens your eyes that our government, the checks and balances of our government, what our legislators go through. I know my father always told me, and I reiterated it to the kids, that this is how the sausage is made. So, you know, that sometimes it can be a little messy, but usually if we can learn to work together and discuss these things in an adult manner, that we can usually have a fairly good end product that can benefit all of us. And so just a really great opportunity for the kids, and I was excited to take them up there this weekend.
Yeah, and a chance for them to see these are more than just names or talking heads on TV or something like that. These are actual people. This is the job that they do. And it might encourage the kids to get even more involved.
I love that you said that, because that's what one of the legislators, Rebecca Simone, met with the kids. And that's what she's like, I'm just a person just like all the rest of you. And she's like, the more that you reach out to me, the more I understand. And one of the kids' takeaway, which I'm going to tie this all back in, was someone said to him that you're only as good as the information that you have, meaning, you know, there's so much information out there, and you know, we all understand our life from our perception, right? And so Rebecca stressed it to the kids, too. It's so important that they talk to their legislators and help their legislators understand their perspective of life.
Right.
And where they're coming from, and how these laws might impact them on a personal level, you know. So that's what our government's designed to do. And so, yeah, I love that you said that, because that was one thing that our representatives really stressed to them, that they're just humans, too, up there trying to do the best job that they know how to do. So I love that you said that.
Now, you've also got, in addition to Citizenship in Action.
Mm-hmm. So CIA, Citizenship in Action.
Very cool. So in addition to that, we've got another C, and that's Club Days.
That's right. So we're excited for Club Days this Saturday. You should have received an email last night about all the details if you've signed up. It will be at West Franklin High School, and you'll have from 8:30 to 11 o'clock to come and do your event that morning, and we're excited to see all the kids. And again, I think you guys have heard me talk on this event, but this is an event really focused on public speaking, communication skills for the 4-H'ers. Again, we learn by doing, and I'm getting up and presenting. And so really a cool event, and next week I hopefully will have some results for you.
I'm looking forward to hearing about the results. Now, is this something that parents, grandparents, and other interested parties can attend, or is it more of a closed environment?
No, it's highly encouraged for people to come and watch. And actually, to my newer 4-H parents out there, if this seems kind of like a foreign event to you, I really encourage you to come and watch and see that, you know, we're all just trying to set our kids up for success, and that we want it to be positive, and that people are there to help you learn how to start tackling some of these events. And so, yes, grandparents, parents, the public, new 4-H'ers, everybody, even if you're not participating, are encouraged to come and watch.
Cool. Nothing sets you up like good positive feedback from an audience. And since it's public speaking related, sounds like a great plan.
You know, Audrey, before I let you all go, I do have one other thing I just want to draw my 4-H'ers' attention to,
yeah.
Is that on Sunday, then, we have beef weigh-in for Franklin County at the Cottonwood Animal Hospital from 2 to 4 this afternoon. So it's crazy to think it's that time of year, but it is. And so we will look forward to seeing you guys on Sunday if you've got a steer to be tagged for this year's fair.
Okay. A lot going on, but sounds like it's all good stuff. So
yes, all good things.
And as always, I'm going to want some updates.
Okay.
Good deal. Well, we look forward to talking to you again soon then. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredosine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gowell.